Joining us from the Ellsworth Public Library, Barrett Becker. Welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
So school vacation is coming right up for a lot of students. And as always, the Ellsworth Public Library is right there with all kinds of fun things to do.
That's true. Sometimes I feel like every time I come here, I just say, oh, we're so busy, and I'll just, you know, have whiplash.
Well, their schedule really is packed.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, I work with a great team, and they put together a lot. So next week, actually, we're running 18 programs, and that includes, like, recurring programs and special one-offs.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're for all ages, actually. So if you, you know, it's vacation week. If you want to bring your kids, your family, do that, please. But keep in mind, we have programs for all ages. So something to maybe point out and highlight are different programs. Like, for example, usually we run a mother's circle on Thursday mornings. Mm-hmm. This one is going to be special because we have an expert who can tell you and show you how to do an infant massage. That is on Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have a family puzzle event coming up again, and you can win a voucher for Zeppa's Pizza. So for that one, make sure you register as well, because I don't know, last time the spots were limited and they just went really fast.
Well, pizza.
So just make sure you come around. And we also have a birthday party coming up next week. I don't know, some people might know that Moore Willems. He's like a really famous kids' books author. He is publishing his next book, and we're going to celebrate that with a party. So
nice.
Make sure to come around for that. And then what's also very special on Saturday, we're running, I want to say our first, but I'm not quite sure, we're running a bilingual story time in the morning at 11. It's going to be an English and Spanish story time.
And that's Saturday the 25th, Barrett?
That is correct.
All right. So you can go to ellsworthlibrary.net to see all of the exciting things. They do great things on Facebook as well. And in just a moment, if isn't busy enough already for them, Barrett's going to tell us about, of all things, National Library Week is also happening.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to pile even more in, and she's going to tell us about that next.
A lot of students will be on vacation next week, and here's something that every parent hears on school vacation week. I'm bored.
There's nothing to do.
Well, Barrett Becker of the Ellsworth Public Library is here to tell you otherwise, because they have a jam-packed schedule with almost 20 different events happening throughout the week.
And then let's throw on National Library Week on top of that. Holy moly. And I know the library is going to do stuff about that too.
Well, I mean, we have actually been celebrated and have been given some love by our patrons, which is really nice. Like, they'll come in, especially around this time of year, National Library Week, which is April 19th through the 25th. And they'll just bring us gifts. And what we're doing, for one, National Library Week and coincides with April break, so we put in all those programs. But we also have one special program on April 25th at 2 p.m. We're going to show a documentary that focuses on the role of librarians in the country.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
And we would love to invite the community to come for a community conversation on that day. This is the second screening in a series of documentary screenings that we run. And the last one's been just fantastic. We had patrons between the ages of 12 and 78 talk to each other about, you know, what's going on in the world right now, and just democracy also, just different topics, really. And that was, it just felt so healthy to come together as a community.
It's one of those places, your hometown library, where you can get all ages together. Yeah. Like that. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's something that you do fairly regularly, and when I see it on your schedule, I always talk about it here in the afternoons, and that's when you have young people come in. I believe it starts at 3 o'clock, and these kids can read out loud to therapy dogs.
Oh,
and
yes.
And for kids just learning to read, it's a fantastic thing, because dogs are non-judgmental. And if you make a mistake when you're reading, that's okay. The dogs are going to be fine with that.
Yeah.
And you have, I think, Holly and Straya from Northern Light. They make a regular visit to the library.
That's awesome.
It really is. It's a great thing for kids.
I shouldn't be surprised that you brought that up, right?
Yeah. Well,
That is happening on Mondays. Not every Monday. I would really recommend for people to just check our website, ellsworthlibrary.net. You're able to go right on the calendar and sign up for those slots because they're usually gone really fast. I didn't mention that program earlier just because I believe for next week it might be already booked. But yeah, we run that program throughout the school year, so just make sure to check it out.
Okay.
It's excellent. Well, thank you so much, Barrett, for dropping in to tell us about anything else that you wanted to tell us about next week that we didn't already cover.
Well, next week is also National Appreciation Week, Volunteer Appreciation Week, I believe is the correct title. And one of our library trustees and also volunteer, Rain Perez, will be honored at City Hall at 6 p.m.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's great.
For her contributions, yeah.
Okay, wow, a lot going on. Holy cow.
It's jam-packed. Always good to see you, Barrett. Thanks for dropping in. Come back anytime.